Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Well, we've seen that too, haven't we? That glorifying God when people got healed. And the ruler of the synagogue raised his hands and praised God. Huh? Well, you would think this is talking about the, you know, today, you know, we think church instead of synagogue, we think, well, you know, the ruler of the synagogue, that's the head man, so it'd be the head pastor, saw somebody got healed in the church, and so he answered with indignation. He wasn't happy. He wasn't glad. He wasn't praising God. Because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said to the people. Now try to put yourself, don't just read it as a historical account. Put yourself there in the service. Here's a woman that's healed. And here's the head man in the church going, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. And them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." And he said it with indignation. So he didn't just say it politely. He said it in indignation. And the Lord answered him, "You hypocrite." Now where was he at? He was in the synagogue. And the head man of the synagogue is the one just got through saying this. So Jesus, in this man's church, looks at him and says, "You hypocrite." In his own church. "Does not each one of you..." Now he's including more folk than just him. There were some other folk there that were agreeing with the head man in the church. "Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" When he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. He hung his head. They all hung their head. They didn't have nothing to say. And all the people, all the rest of the folks, rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. And all this happened over what? A healing. A woman getting healed. How many have read the Bible enough to know that a large portion of Jesus' ministry involved ministering healing to people? I mean, it wasn't just a side thing. It wasn't just an isolated happening here and there, but I mean a large portion of Jesus' ministry was ministering to the sick and to the oppressed, getting folks healed and delivered and set free. Amen. 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 Getting them free and healed and whole, loosed. Has he changed? Has his ministry changed? Is our ministry supposed to be different from his? Or is not our ministry to be his ministry? Actually, that we're representing him, we're under him, and his ministry is continuing today through us, through the church. Well, he never changes. So if we're doing His ministry, it's going to read just like the four Gospels and the book of Acts. Amen? Well, let's back up to the beginning and look at this and study this, because if it worked for this woman, it'll work for you. Verse 10, go back to the 10th verse. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. So we know it was possible for somebody to get faith. We've seen other times where he wasn't teaching. I mean, you know, woman with the issue of blood, he was just walking down the road. We read earlier where he was having a meal at some people's house. So he wasn't saying anything for people to get faith from, but here he was. He was in what we'd call a church setting, and he was teaching. Did you know Jesus did a lot of teaching? Go through the gospel sometime and see how many times it says that he was teaching. In fact, you'll find this more than once, that said he went about all the synagogues teaching and preaching and healing. Those three things you'll see repeatedly. Teaching, preaching, and healing. Well, healing is the work of Jesus. But you understand, teaching and preaching is the work of Jesus. When we're teaching and when we're preaching, those are the works of Jesus. Right? A lot of what he did was teaching and preaching. Go into all the world and do what? Proclaim, preach the gospel. Is that the works of Jesus? That's the ministry of Jesus. Preaching. So we got the works of Jesus going on in this place tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And you don't have to be a so-called preacher or teacher. You can tell somebody what you know.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm not a teacher. You don't have to be a five-fold ministry gift to tell somebody what helped you.
Yeah.
Share the scripture with them that got you saved, got you filled. And teaching and preaching is doing the works of Jesus. And faith to be healed comes from hearing. So many times, actually, just back up. You're in the book of Luke, so just back up a couple of pages. To the 5th chapter, Luke 5 and verse 15. Luke 5:15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to what? To hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Infirmity means weakness. Well, what they first come to do? Hear. And then as a result of the hearing, they were healed. Because you know, how many times have we seen that Jesus told people your faith made you whole? As you believed, be it unto you. But faith comes by hearing. Right? So if you want to be healed, what should you be highly interested in?
Hearing.
Hearing. I know I was had the privilege of working at the Kenneth Hagin Ministry for a number of years in their healing school there. And I had a lady come by one time. I had morning session and I had afternoon session. She came by right at the end of the morning session. And she wanted me to pray for her. She had a physical problem. Well, I believe in praying for people, laying hands on people. But I've come to find that alone is not the answer. We must do it in faith. People can, you know, lay hands on people just out of rote, or just out of ritual. And people can come to line after line after line, not expecting, and you won't receive. And so, you know, if you have time to talk to somebody one-on-one, then I had learned over the years to find out, are they ready to receive? Are they ready for us to lay hands on? And in talking with this lady for just a few minutes, I saw she is not. She's not convinced of the will of God for her to be healed. She's not convinced and ready to believe that she received. So it's not going to help her for me to pray for her and lay hands on her and her doubting and not ready to receive and then go away and it didn't happen. Then she'll say, well, it must not have been God's will when nothing's further from the truth. It's just she's not ready to receive. So I said, well, I said, ma'am, can you be back this afternoon, just a few hours? Can you be back this afternoon? We're going to be teaching on the subject. I think it'd be good for you to hear. So I'm interested in her getting her faith built up. Right? And so we talked a little bit further and I said, well, so can you come? And she said, no, my daughter and I are going shopping. Well, she just got through telling me that the doctors have told her that she's going to die. I mean a terminal situation. And I said, well, she said, I just want you to pray for me. I said, well, I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready to receive. And, you know, let's remind ourselves of James 5. He said, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, did you hear that? Will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up. And if they've committed sins, they'll be forgiven them. Not just the laying on of hands of the elders. Not just the anointing of oil. What? Prayer of faith. He's very specific. Go back and read it sometime. The prayer of faith will save the sick. And she said, no, I just want you to pray for him. I said, well, I don't think we're ready. Well, I got to go shopping. But what do you do for folk like that? It's hard to. I know another minister in another country, a friend of mine, one time, he, similar situation, he, a lady came to him, wanted him to pray for her. He said, well, we're having a healing meeting Sunday morning, which was the very next day. Sunday morning at the church, already planned. Can you come out? She said, well, Sunday morning's the day I work in my flower beds. Well, what happens to folk like that? They die. They do. Because they have no faith. But that's not the problem. All of us have been low on faith or are without faith at times. The thing is, they won't do the thing that causes you to get faith. Which is what? Here faith comes. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. How many would testify that you're at a better place and a different place today than you used to be because you've heard some things? Huh? Man, I can put up both hands and both feet if I could. I'm telling you, I know where my life started coming up and where our life started changing when we started hearing. But the reason I go through all that is because there are people who are not interested in, they're interested in healing, but they're not interested in hearing. And that's a problem. They're interested in prosperity, but they're not interested in hearing. Right. Well, would you hurry up and just not talk so long and lay hands on me? Well, would you hurry up and just get to the good part? This is the good part. Yeah. It don't get no better than this.
Amen.
Did you hear me? Then the word, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Everybody say, thank God for the hearing of the word.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Woman with the Spirit of Infirmity, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1010. That's R1010. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.